Yeah, he's a good deal. He really is.
Okay. Let's see, we're talking about blacks. What's the general term you'd use for someone of my race?
Whites.
Now, what if some, if you really got mad and really wanted to just generally cut them out, what might you call it? It had to do with race?
I don't know. Well, I suppose that honky is supposed to be the ultimate compliment, you know. but I can't see where that would be that offensive, you know. Yeah. Because when it first came up when I was in school, it was a shortening of Hungarian. And I mean, this literally, this is what we started up from in school. You know, sometimes you wonder, so did we actually originate this?
Mm-hmm.
And we went from Hungary, because they said, well, they said all of us had to come from Africa. I guess all of them came from Hungary. You know?
Why Hungary?
I don't know. Because it was close to Hungary. You know?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. What about redneck?
I don't know what that was. That I don't think it's very offensive. What and how this got started, according to Mississippi history, there were two political factions in the state, and to show that you were along with the Bourbons, you wore a red handkerchief around your neck to the rallies. And these people wore them so much, you know. They were farmers, and they were poor people, and they were trying to get a party in that was going to attend to or listen to their needs. They wore these red handkerchiefs, and people started calling them rednecks. And gradually, the term began to apply to all poor white people, or poor farmers in general, you know. So, looking at it historically, I don't see where it would really be that offensive, you know. If you were poor on a farmer, you know, so what? There's nothing
else
you can do with it. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Do you have a name for a child born to mixed parents, one black, one white?
Mulatto. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Half white, half black. Mm-hmm. I guess they say half white, more than they do half black. But.
Do you have a term for referring to a black person who has very light colored skin?
What do you think? Let me give you something. I know it's something that the high yellow.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. I know.
Offensive?
It all depends on to some people it was. Mm-hmm. Or some blacks, you know. Or if you just call them white. That was enough.
Yeah.
It would be, I mean, it was cause fights among some light skin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the word bright? Use that one?
Oh, yeah, right. That's probably what I was trying to think of.
Would that be recognized by younger blacks? They know what you're talking about?
Yeah, they would know. Mm-hmm. They use that in school today. They say that.
Talking about a working class white man, the man he works for, you say that's my
boss.
Okay, any difference for a working class black man?
Probably say the same thing.
You're talking about poor whites. Do you have any other terms for whites who are not well off, but more importantly are lazy, don't like to work?
Trash.
Yeah.
Ooh, white trash. Yeah.
Can that apply to poor blacks?
No, they were
lazy
black. Yeah. Trying to make it. Let me say, no good. Lazy. Just trifling.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the word for him. He's trifling, you know.
What about people from the country? Have you ever heard any terms that city people might use in ridiculing country people? He's just an old...
Yeah, hick, farmer,